Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So this weekend, the nerdy world was abuzz of Star Wars fans losing their ever-loving minds at the name drop of a couple big Star Wars characters on the most recent episode of The Mandalorian. And don't worry, no spoilers here. But come Friday, you could hear people losing their collective kyber crystals all around the world. There was screaming, jumping, yelling, throwing, and all of that was literally just me in my living room. I have no idea what other people were doing, but I know that there was a big reaction. Because those names being dropped meant a lot to people who were fans of those characters. The simple fact that the names were mentioned was enough to create joy and excitement and hope and all these other feelings, because those names carried power and those names carried a strong association. And there were plenty of people, though, who had no idea who those people were and that those names literally meant nothing. My day actually started out Friday morning getting texts of who is this person and spoiling one of the reveals. And you know, I gave some grace in that situation, but the reality is our names alone carry an association. And for us, it's our responsibility that our names carry an association to who Jesus is and who God is. Because sometimes our names bring association to some things and others, but the reality is our names should carry weight with who Jesus is. There's this cool circumstance in Acts 19, like verses 13 through 16, where these people were trying to cast out demons using Jesus' name, but they didn't actually know Jesus. And I love it because one of the demons actually claps back at these people. And in verse 15, it says this: "One day the evil spirit answered them, 'Jesus I know, and Paul I know about, but who are you?' And then the demons beat the snot out of the person and they have to run away naked." So, fun, you know, party story, but the reality is we aren't good enough on our own. Our names need to actually ring the truth of who Jesus is. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Road Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about what Faith and Fandom does, head over to facebook.com/faithandfandom. where you can learn more about our podcasts, Comic-Con ministry, memes, and our book series that has 7 volumes out with more on the way. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.